Hoozick Blooms is back, and it's better than ever. Listen to this. After the 2020 COVID-19 hiatus, the tour has been expanded with twice as many sites that can be visited over the course of 2 days. It all begins this Saturday and Sunday, July 10th and 11th from 10 to 4. Participants in the self-driving tour will enjoy 9 diverse gardens and farms tucked into the beautiful rolling hills of Hoozick and neighboring communities. Barbara Sussman, who is the Civicure board president, that is how you say it, right?
Yes, Civicure.
Board president and Hoozick Blooms co-chair Kelly Brown of Brown's Brewing Company joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you both? It's a delight to have you both here.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning. Can I take this moment to say happy birthday to Roselle?
Yes.
I feel like I know her over the years. I've never met her, but
Roselle Shartok's birthday is today.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So,
and she has Rose in her name. So how appropriate that
absolutely
we're here talking about
one of
blooms.
The many blooms, indeed. So which of you would like to answer the question of how this all got started?
Oh, I think Kelly should answer that question.
Okay.
It was my idea because I always thought it would be great if I could be featured on a garden tour and I was never asked. So I said, well, if one doesn't ask, maybe one should think about promoting a garden tour. But really, I was just one of the beautiful gardens featured in our 2018 debut. Friends and neighbors had such just gorgeous things they were doing. And I thought, how could we keep this a secret?
Right.
So that was the inspiration. I joke about it being all about myself. It's really about our community and about the great things that we can accomplish with in regards to raising funds for the woodblock building and restoration of that gorgeous historic gem right in the heart of our Hoozick Falls village.
So before we get into the tour itself, let's talk about that for a second, Barbara. This is Civicure is for Civic and Cultural Restorations. And the mission is to restore the woodblock building located in the heart of the village of Hoozick Falls. Describe to me, because I go through Hoozick Falls almost every day, which building is this?
It's the biggest one. It's right at the center of town.
Right.
It's from 1 to 5 Main Street.
So what is in there now?
On the downstairs, it's been all renovated, and we have professional offices. We have a lawyer's office. We have
is that where Gorman's office is?
Yes.
Oh, then I know where
so
it
you
is.
Know the building.
Okay. All right. I do know the building. Okay. So that's the one we're saving.
Yes, and it's an 1873 opera house that Walter A. Wood built, and the acoustics upstairs are phenomenal. And luckily, nothing has ever changed upstairs. It has not been altered. And so when you go upstairs, you see the magnificence, but of course it's a little bit crumbling because we had a roof problem, but the acoustics are what draws people there.
Okay, so the dream is to do what?
To restore it to its former glory so people can come and hear the sound of 1873 with beautiful wooden floors that are American chestnut. The sound resonates. We have musicians coming so that we can hear it when you experience it over the garden tour.
How far away are you from realizing that goal, do you
think?
That's
a good question. We have been in this project for a good, I guess it's 10 years.
Yeah.
We own the building. We have a new roof. I think we are...
Those are two big things.
Huge. And we're restoring the windows, and we can start... We need a second egress. I think we might start to have, on Sunday, we may have a crowd of 50 people, 75 people, 100 people. I don't know. But I think we're beginning. We need heat and electricity upstairs and a second egress. We're getting there.
Excellent. Well, good luck with all of that. It's a lot, obviously, but it's a lot has been done, and that would be very, very exciting for the region and certainly for Hoozick Falls. This is very much, Kelly, an event for the community, as you mentioned. So talk a little bit about the tour and how that works and what various nooks and crannies of the region it brings you to.
Well, it really brings you all over Rensselaer County and even into Washington County. We have a garden in Cambridge. And what's so lovely about it is it's gardens with limited space right in the village where there's a beautiful garden that was terraced. There are gardens with huge vasts of plots. We have a garden that has a couple silly goats and chickens and ducks. We have another garden that has a beautiful artist shed that's available for touring, as well as a water lily pond. A third garden is a sweet little charmer, a stone's throw from our house, that has a pool that was built on the remnants of an old barn that was taken down. So it just is a perfect tour for whatever inspires you. It's not just about the flowers. It's about the architecture. We're also the Nip Moose barns, the historic Nip Moose barns that Constance Keel has restored to their former glory. She is opening up her barns for Saturday afternoon. So if you'd like to grab a sandwich and bring it up there and picnic, she'll have benches out. And the views are incredible from that.
That is one of the most beautiful places I've ever. I could say this about much of our region because you go to these places but it's absolutely gorgeous. The views are beautiful, and the gardens are beautiful, and the barn is, I guess, barns, right?
And she's documented the cultural differences between the barns, the Scottish barn and the. And the German barn, and it's fascinating to see. So not only are you in it, but you're educated while you're there to look at these little details of what the joinery is. She has photographs, and it's incredible.
Exactly.
It's an experience.
There's even a farm, Joe, that, guess what, has a hop field.
Well, I was just going to ask you that. I saw the picture of the hops.
That's not ours, but that's a good friend of ours. And we actually, Brown's Brewing, harvests all of those hops at the end of the season. That will be late August, but you can see them growing up the trellises right now. We had the pleasure, Barbara arranged for a preview of all the gardens. So we
took
a bus, and the gardeners got to go to all the other gardens.
Oh, that's good.
It's the first time we've done that.
It's the first time we've done that, and it won't be the last. And I saw these hops, and these hops look great.
Now, the idea behind, first of all, the hops has become quite a crop in our region because of all the breweries, and it's something that, from my understanding, grows quite well here.
It does. It does. It doesn't. It requires irrigation, but basically soil is not, doesn't require any, important soil. Poor soil is fine, but irrigation is important. But, this was a hop region before the blight took over. But right now, a lot of beer enthusiasts, a lot of small breweries are doing their own crazy varieties and experimenting. And Tom is actually, he is a crusader. I'm not sure if I'm coming up with the right word, but he has been doing this for a real long time before the trend actually was the trend.
He's setting the trend.
He's a trendsetter.
A trendsetter. Yeah. By the way, it says here he both hops and asparagus. So what's wrong with that? I mean, that's a perfect thing to work with. There's Garden at Farm Without a Name. It seems like we should come up with one, doesn't it?
That's a great idea. I was just thinking of that. This is the beautiful farm where they've taken part of the hillside and made a glorious in-ground pool. And there's hollyhocks that are a pale yellow that just line that stone wall.
Oh, that was my mother's favorite flower, hollyhocks. Yeah. She loved hollyhocks.
Oh,
absolutely gorgeous. And they grow so well up here.
They do. And they're all in bloom now.
Yep.
So that is a flower, that and the lilies, bee balm. I'm just kind of picking from beautiful flowers that I've seen at these gardens. There is going to be just a glorious showing. And the weather is going to be high 70s, no rain. It looks just lovely for touring.
Yeah, it does. It should be a beautiful weekend. So let us just for a moment, we have about 2 or 3 minutes to talk about this. So in a perfect Kelly Brown world, how would people experience Hoosick Blooms the best way possible?
Well, I think to keep a chill vibe, to not go into it and say, I've got to hit all of the 9 gardens. I would really like people to try that over 2 days. But if they don't have the time, really just linger at the gardens. The gardeners will be there to ask questions about their blooms and what's happening and how to grow this. There's even a garden that Groveside Gardens will have a perennial sale, so you can take something home to your own garden that you saw blooming at that garden.
Yeah.
And certainly to support woodblock
and visit experience.
Woodblock.
There'll be a tour of the woodblock building. We have an art show. We have musicians playing on Sunday. And you can experience the renaissance of the village of Hoosick Falls. There's lots of new shops and eateries. It's really incredible to see.
So, and that would be, of course, not necessary, but that would be a good place to start, I would assume.
Absolutely. And you can get your tickets there all day, both days. So
grab a coffee. There's a lovely coffee shop.
Right across the street.
Right across the street. Yeah. So grab your coffee. This is the Kelly Brown way. Start out with coffee. You go over to one of our gardeners is making lovely lavender scones from his culinary lavender.
Ooh, lavender and scones.
That will be at the woodblock along with other treats. And, you know, bring a friend, bring five friends, and enjoy the weekend with us.
You've done this how many times now?
This is our third Hoosick Blooms.
And what is it? The first two, I assume you learn a lot.
We do.
We just get better. We just get better.
Well, you're adding places, so that means, it seems to me, they're like, we can handle
places,
this.
It's a lot of fun, and we enjoy doing it. It's just great. That was the bus tour, so the gardeners could see each other. We're growing the community. Everything about the woodblock and Civic Cure is about growing the community, which is great. So
well said.
And you find the gardens how? Like, does somebody, do they come to you, or do somebody kind of nudge you and say, oh, by the way?
That's a good question. 2020, I felt, was a year for people really to dive into their gardens. And actually, we had 10 gardens or another garden that we were supposed to be able to fit in that we'll have to save for next time.
Yes.
I think people just took peace and solace in their time in the garden. And as a result, it shows. To me, I have to say, I was in the first tour, but that was just the beginning. This is my favorite tour yet, because these gardens are
spectacular.
I'm getting chills talking
spectacular.
About it.
Yeah. So you're included in the tour. I didn't ask you that question. You said you're not.
No.
All that, and you're not even included in the tour.
No, but I was hoping that someone would bow out, because my gardens never looked better this year.
Just add it. Who cares?
The thing is, I would try. Could I just pencil it in? And
you two are running the show. Do whatever the hell you want to do.
I know. It's really, my garden's not fussy this year, but it's beautiful. And I think that's because I'm not on the tour, Joe.
I got too
hung up with the weeds, and I was too much of a fuss budget. But now that
there's a great variety, which is really fun.
Well, people can find out more information, and it's very simple to do by going to you have your own Hoosick Blooms, right? It's hoosickblooms.com. You can also go to civicure.org to find out more information, but hoosickblooms.com for the full schedule. Thank you both.